One year after receiving her loan, I repaid my mom. The business brings in a profit of about $1,000 per year. My dad set me up with an accounting program on my computer so that I could keep track of my business and show him regular financial statements so we would know how I'm doing. My most recent business venture was designing a graphic advertisement for my dad's company. This was a very instructive episode. I spent 8 hours working on the piece and I earned really good money. My salary was more than the candle business generates in a year. But when I received my paycheck, I couldn't believe how much money went to taxes and how little was my own. Even at my age, I knew there was something wrong with that. That's why I'm glad my parents, along with Rich Dad, are teaching me about becoming financially independent so I won't have to depend on a weekly paycheck. After watching my parents buy real estate over the past couple of years, I told them I wanted to buy a rental property of my own so that I could be prepared for college and start to become financially independent. Here's how I did it. The first thing I made sure of was that the numbers worked. The purchase price was $111,600 with 5% down. The down payment came from my own savings, including bar mitzvah gifts and profits from my businesses. Because this is a brand new house, I don't anticipate any major maintenance or repairs will be needed for a few years. There is a 10-year new home warranty to cover any major expenses. Any future maintenance or repairs will come out of accumulated surplus in the house account. My folks secured the loan for me since I have no credit history or income, not enough to qualify for a mortgage anyway. But my name is on the deed, along with my parents' names. All the rental income will go into a separate account of my own, and all expenses will be paid out of this account. If any repairs or maintenance are necessary, the money will be taken from the positive cash flow. Rich Dad taught me to invest in assets instead of buying doodads, and that's exactly what I'm doing. Another really important lesson I'm learning is how to structure different deals so that everyone wins. I want to build a personal submarine, which measures approximately 10 feet by 3 feet and carries 2 people, in order to raise the awareness of the current state of our oceans and the need to preserve our marine wildlife. I will need approximately $25,000. In order to get the funding for this venture, I am looking for companies to sponsor me. In exchange for their funding or donations, I would give them advertising space on the bright yellow sub. In this way, the company will get valuable advertising and good publicity, and I'll get to build a submarine. This is a great way to structure deals because no one walks away unhappy. My mom and dad stress that education is an important part of a person's life, but it isn't the basis for financial security. By learning how to invest wisely and manage my money now, I'm starting to build a solid financial future. And although I left the lemonade stand a while ago, the candle business is still ongoing, and I intend to keep it running. By the time I enter college, I can hire people to run it for me. It's never too early to start becoming financially independent.